Well, good day, Chuck Gines here, another podcast on my Living on Earth series, and I'm going to talk about fire starting, and more so about emergency fire starting. And recently someone, I carry a couple of things on me every day, and it's a magnifying glass and a ferrocinium rod. And when I go out into the woods, either to work or to hunt, or can't trap in out in the woods anymore here, but I would started bringing matches rather than a cigarette lighter. And someone had asked me, why do you bring matches rather than a cigarette lighter? And so my reason is because twice in my life I've had cigarette lighters fail me when I really, really needed a fire. And they're very unreliable. And in both instances, I actually had matches on me and they worked just fine. I'm going to tell you about those two circumstances. The other reason is that I live off-grid minimalistic lifestyle. I try to keep everything as simple as possible. We light our home with candles. We buy some candles. We make candles and oil lamps. That's our primary lighting sources. Besides our headlamps, we do have headlamps too. But and then there's the wood stove, and then there's a propane cooking stove. And we light all of those with matches, and it just seems more aesthetically pleasing, I guess. And so cigarette lighters have kind of just faded out of our life. So the two instances, one is when I was a teenager up in the south suburbs of Chicago, and there were several patches of woods by my house in Tinley Park and Oak Forest, and I had decided to run away on a night where it was 40 below zero with the wind chill. This is also the first time that I actually realized the usefulness of a bandana. I've always carried a bandana in my back pocket. But John Miller, we actually ran away together. But so we're out in the woods, and it's 40 below in the wind chill, and we have to start a fire. And it was so cold that we both had cigarette lighters. Neither of our cigarette lighters would work. We also had a hard time finding kindling that was dry enough, and that's when I used my bandana, and I had some matches on me. Old school, they were from, what was the name of that restaurant? Oh, I can't even remember the name of it there in Tinley Park. Anyway, restaurants used to, every place back then, this is like the late 1970s, early 1980s probably. Yeah, probably 80, 81, something like that. Restaurants and everybody carried books of matches, and they would advertise on them. Oh, I'm trying to remember the name of it. Something Star. Anyway, it's been so long. So the matches worked, and we were able to start a fire. Flash forward to many, many years later, just a few years back, I was up along the Pecos River fishing for trout. And it was December or it was January, and it was pretty damn cold out. And I was really cold, and I needed to start a fire, and I had lost fine motor skills in my hands. And I couldn't even operate. I couldn't even roll the dial on the Zippo, or excuse me, on the Bic lighter, let alone press the valve down to let fluid out of it. And again, I had matches on me, and I was able to hold the match and rub it against the striker to get a fire going. So those, and after that, I said, okay, I'm done with cigarette lighters. That's twice in my life that I've really needed a fire, and cigarette lighters have let me down. Nowadays, I add another match to my kit if it's winter time. I actually camp more up in the mountains in the winter than I do in the summer because there's too many people. I like to camp when there's no people. A roadside flare is, I would consider that to be a rather large match. I'm not going to be effing with flint and steel, fire pistons, you know, any of that stuff. And when it comes to, hey, I need a fire and I need a fire now, it's no longer fantasy land. It's no longer YouTube land. It's the real meal deal, and you need a fucking fire. So, interestingly enough, I answered the guy's question on this forum, and here lately, I don't know what it is, man, but everybody likes to argue. You know, I hate to tell you, man, but a lot of you guys are just, you're backyard bushcrafters, man. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't like me saying that because I'm fucking with your fantasy. Don't fuck with my fantasy. I'm fucking with your fantasy because I'm the real deal. And it's not about my neighbor. It's not about you watch some guy on YouTube, right? It's about you've never been in an actual situation, right? Here's how I know you've never been in an actual situation, because you wouldn't be talking about a fire fucking piston, right? First clue that you haven't been in a situation where you needed a fire and you've lost fine motor skills in your fucking hands, okay? The other thing is a Zippo. Zippo is extremely hard to operate compared to a match. It takes a lot more pressure to operate it. It's better than a Bic, for sure. But there's other problems with that. You know, my matches that I have, for example, the Flare and some of these other matches I have, they don't require any maintenance at all. I don't have to check them and make sure they're good and up on fluid or anything like that. They're good to go. And they don't require any maintenance. Zippos and Bics, they get wet. You know, someone's saying matches get wet. I've never had my matches get wet. I keep them in a twisty container. Some of these matches here are waterproof. What are these here? Rain-ready matches. So they're waterproof. The roadside flare is going to light, you know, no matter what. So I'd have to say that those are probably the best choices. And outside of, you know, don't fuck with my fantasy, I watched it on YouTube. Bic lighters fail. You know, there's a couple channels that I've come across lately on YouTube, and it's refreshing to see I'm not the only person out here. I'm trying to think of the name. There's three different channels, and they're really good channels, and they're actually people that are out in the forest doing things, and they're not backyard bushcrafters, and they're not into the crowd. You know, it seems like there's a crowd out there, and everybody parrots one another. And most of you dudes live in the fucking suburbs, man. You live in the fucking suburbs. You don't even have a patch of woods large enough to be even considered wilderness. And that's fine. Get out and do what you can do where you're at, and get out in nature as much as you can, you know. I remember I lived in and around the Shawnee Forest for about 22 years. And I moved back to the Chicagoland area, and there's Starved Rock State Park there, right? And people actually think that is kind of wilderness, and it's kind of comical because that's not even close to wilderness. But to a lot of people in the Chicagoland area, that's the sticks, right? And then, you know, after being in the Shawnee Forest and then now living in New Mexico and traveling extensively in Wyoming, you start realizing that the Shawnee Forest is rather formidable, but it's not like New Mexico and it's not like Wyoming. There's actually some stretches of wilderness here that are hard to come by in a lot of places. And so whether, you know, this whole batoning a knife thing, that's backyard bushcraft. You know, there's no need. And so this one guy has great videos on that about how when you're in an actual forest, there's no need to be batoning a knife. There's plenty of stuff to start a fire. So any of this stuff, it seems like, is very controversial when I post it. And I wasn't telling anybody what to do. But somebody asked, why would you bring matches? Because this goes against the crowd, right? The crowd is about a Zippo lighter and fire pistons and flint and steel. The last thing you want to be fucking around with when you're freezing your ass off is some goddamn lint and a flint and steel. I love flint and steel. It's fun. I consider myself a master of flint and steel. I'm pretty good with a flint and steel. But I don't have that in my fire kit when I'm actually going out into the woods, man. Why would I have that? I carry, you know, three things. A ferrocinium rod, because that works pretty damn good. A magnifying glass, never runs out, never needs any maintenance. I live in the desert, so there's usually sunshine. And then some sort of matches, running anywhere from just regular windproof, waterproof matches, strike anywhere matches, all the way up to roadside flare. and any of the above matches rather than a lighter, because a lighter isn't very dependable. There's what's that guy's name? Oh, I'm forgetting the channels. I'll put links to him here in the blog post so you can go check him out. It's a guy that lives up in Wyoming, and he's talking about, you know, how cigarette lighters fail you, and they really do. They work great when they work, but when they don't, they don't. And you don't want to be stuck with your pants down without matches of some sort, all the way from waterproof, windproof, strike anywhere matches all the way up to a roadside flare. You're going to have a hard time beating a roadside flare. They're small. They fit in your pack really easy. They're going to stay lit for a while in case you're dealing with wet wood. It's hard to beat that, man, with a Zippo or anything else. To me, the roadside flare, which I consider a match, is your best option in an emergency situation. If you're out in the actual forest, not in the backyard or at the local park or designated camp area, I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about actually being out. And so what I'm saying is coming from practical experience. It's not because Dave Canterbury told me so. Like I said, cigarette lighters are great when they work, but if you lose your fine motor skills, and the one guy that was arguing about a Zippo was talking about how he watched some guy use a Zippo who didn't have any limbs. And that's great, dude. But again, you're watching YouTube videos. You didn't tell me, oh, I used a Zippo when I lost my fine motor skills when I was out in the cold and I really needed... You didn't say that. You actually referenced a fucking YouTube video about some guy that doesn't have limbs, which doesn't even apply. Who knows if it's fucking real? So you're going to argue with me and start an argument when I'm just sharing with you, because somebody asked why I do what I do. And I'm doing what I do because I've learned over time that cigarette lighters are not a reliable source for starting a fire in an emergency situation in the cold. And they also get wet. Have you ever tried to light a Bic lighter when it gets wet? You're toast. I have waterproof matches. Doesn't matter if they get wet. And I've never had them get wet. The other thing that I've had happen with Bic lighters is they accidentally were compressed. They weren't in my pocket. They were in my pack. I've had this happen a couple times, and they're out of fluid when I go to use them. I think I've had that happen two or three times with Bic lighters that have been in my pack. Man, I sure wouldn't want that to happen when the chips were down. So for those reasons, I use matches. And you'll be hard to beat a roadside flare, man. what are you packing? A fire piston? Are you fucking kidding me, man? You know how hard that would be to operate? I mean, really, you're living in a fantasy, and you guys get pissed because I'm fucking with your fantasy. Reality will always fuck with your fantasy. It's the nature of reality. And there, a lot of people, and it's not just the bushcraft world, we live in a fantasy world today. I like this one guy, he's talking about grown children playing in the forest. And I thought that was a great way to describe it, because you guys act like a bunch of seven-year-old kids. And you really don't have any experience or actual practical knowledge. And then you want to be equal with people who actually do this shit, live a totally different lifestyle, and you actually want to be the professor. You can't be. And so I'm fucking with your fantasy. Unintentionally, I'm just telling you what I do, why I do it, and that will fuck with your fantasy, right? Same thing with batoning a knife, processing firewood with a knife, and buying a knife with the number one thing in mind of having to process firewood. That is for ding-dongs. That's for backyard bushcraft. It has nothing to do with being out in the forest. And this isn't an opinion. These are facts. They're not opinions. They're just not opinions. And people get bent out of shape as if you said something about their mother. I think it's funny. You know, it's funny and yet it's sad to see adult people act like 7-year-old little fucking kids. And don't fuck with my fantasy, you know. Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm the real deal, you know. I got a lot of experience doing this kind of shit. And I've learned, like, you know, real life has been a great teacher. My greatest instructor has been my fuck-ups and my mistakes that I've made in my life in the real world and in reality. And so for those people that are not part of the crowd or are actually looking maybe to be safe out in, you know, when you go out into the forest. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Right? These guys are all trying to pimp knives or pimp this or pimp that. They got courses that they're trying to sell people, right? Workshops and this and that. And they're all trying to sell you something. And, you know, one of the things, this guy was bringing up this point, when you guys talk about these bug out bags, you never talk about fucking food. You ought to have a whole shit, something besides a power bar. just so unrealistic, man. You live in a fantasy land, and I'm sorry. I don't live in a fantasy land. I live in the real fucking world. And I love living on Earth. You know what I'm saying? I love living on Earth. I love being close to the Earth. I love simple, practical things that really work. And I don't have a lot of tolerance nor time for fucking bullshit. How many of these guys talk about a roadside flare? All the fucking bushcraft survival channels out there. How many of them have you ever heard tell you to throw a fucking roadside flare in your pack? How many videos has David Canterbury done about a roadside flare? And how many has he done about flint and steel? Or a ferrocinium rod? Huh? He sells both of those on his website, doesn't he? He sells knives that you can drive a spark off the back. Buddy, if you need to start a fucking fire, you don't want to be driving sparks off the back of your fucking knife, man. That's the last thing you want to be doing to start a goddamn fire. Now, if you want to be pimping shit and you got an online store, that's what you tell people. You don't tell them about a roadside flare. The only person I've seen that has actually mentioned it is Cody Lundin. Someone who actually I respect. You know, when it comes to the knives, the more you know, the smaller your knife gets. You guys got some Freudian thing going on where you need these knives that you can open 55-gallon drums, and that's the most important thing. No. If you're going out in the forest, you're going to find that knife's going to fail you. Just like Dave's knife failed him on Dual Survival. Go watch the Cody Lundin interview done on the Mike Ritland show. Go watch it, and he was limited to what he could say because he could get sued by Discovery Channel. But he mentioned, he's talking about Dave's knife and how it was failing in the field. And Cody's got the, you know, more a classic, right? Because that's the better knife in the real world, in a real forest, because you're going to be doing... You're not going to be processing wood with your knife. So you went and you spent and you bought a knife that with the number one thing is, does it baton? Well, now you're out in the fucking forest, and guess what? That knife is pretty shitty for a lot of different things. It'll do them, but not real fucking well because it's too big and it's too thick and it's too fucking cumbersome. You're going to have to be doing a whole bunch of other shit with your knife other than processing firewood. And here you, listen to these guys, these pimps, now you're out in the forest and you need to skin and process animals. Will it do it? Yeah. Not as good as the Mora. Right? You need to make some traps. You need to make some utensils. Will those big-ass knives do it? Yeah. But not like these Moras. I'm just using Mora as an example. There's a lot of knives that'll work just fine. Jeff White, the Mini, is really good. And that Alaskan Skinner is a really good knife, too. There's a lot of good knives out there. But there's this crowd mentality out there that lives in a fucking fantasy land. And I'm learning on this forum. It's almost comical. Everything I post gets downvoted. And I don't care. Downvoted, because I do know that there's one or two people that are listening. Right? I know there's one or two. They contact me. They private message me. They send me emails. Hey, brother, man, really appreciate it. I never thought of that. Till you said something about it. Sorry you're getting all the hate. Right? I'm not part of the crowd, man. I'm not running a popularity contest, and I ain't pimping anything. You know? That's not what I'm about, man. I like to share real life experiences, real life knowledge that I've learned. You know, how to find land, how to build a house, right? Shit like that. What kind of wood stove should you get? What is wood stove safety? What are things that you can do to be safe with hooking up a wood stove? How can you make a piece of triple wall that doesn't cost you $1,700 fucking dollars a tractor supply? Right? Maybe you don't have $1,700, but you want to go through the ceiling with a wood stove and you need triple wall. Well, there's ways to do this stuff. People have been doing it a long time before $1,700 at tractor supply, right? I had that mountain lion knife. I sold the fucking thing. I was hanging around with Shadow. And he's like, oh, you got to have this. You got to have this. You know, one of the dudes is so big, I'm buying a bunch of shit crap all the time. So I traded him something for that knife. I ended up selling it because I was always putting it back in the sheath and grabbing some other knife for whatever task I was doing. And then I was noticing, you know what? This whole entire trapping series on David Canterbury, not one time does he use one of his knives to skin and process a fucking animal. He's using a Mora knife every single fucking time. Not even a knife that he's pimping, you know? So, it's you know, excuse me for fucking with your fantasy, but matches are actually better than a cigarette lighter in an emergency situation, especially if it's cold out and you've lost motor skills. The last thing you'll want to be doing is trying to flick your bick. Trust me. Or driving sparks off the back of a fucking knife. That's all playtime stuff. It's all well and good, but that's playtime, man. That's at the public campground down the fucking road and in the backyard, right? It's backyard bushcraft. It's not real woodsmanship and forestry skills. You don't want to be doing those things. Does that make sense? Have you ever been really fucking cold and you had to start a fire in your fucking hands? It's kind of frightening, man. It's amazing how little you can use your hands. You barely get the matchstick in your fucking hand. Even that's difficult. That's why I started with the roadside flare. This is something my grandpa used to do. My grandpa got me into camping. He was way into camping. World War II vet. He loved camping and being outdoors and horses and all that kind of shit. And he always had a roadside flare. You know? But nobody talks about that, right? Am I right or wrong? Coal cracker bushcraft, show me where he's talking about a roadside flare. Corporal's Corner, show me where he's talking about a roadside flare. David Canterbury, show me where he's talking about a roadside flare, an emergency situation. All these guys are talking about flint and steel and driving sparks off the back of a fucking knife. And if it's real emergency situation, flick your bick, right? The only thing is, you ain't gonna be able to flick your bick. I'm here to tell you, twice over, you won't be able to flick the bick. You better have some matches on hand. All the way from just regular stick matches you get at Walmart to the windproof, waterproof, strike anywhere, all the way up to a roadside flare. You're not going to beat a roadside flare, an emergency situation, out in the forest, in the wet, in the dry, in the wind, than a roadside flare. There's just, you know, you want to talk about survival, then you need to be talking about roadside flares. And you better have some fucking food in your bug out bag. And you got all this crap you're carrying with you. Ay. So I found three good channels lately that are kind of with me. The one guy, here's another thing I wanted to mention, because I've said this for a long time too. He mentioned a hobo shoestring. I've never watched the guy's channel. But man, I've traveled with the Grateful Dead, the Rainbow Family, the Gutter Punks, homeless people. You want to really learn about shit? Pay attention to them dudes. Right? Because they're really doing it. They're traveling from coast to coast all over the fucking country with a backpack, man. You want to learn about survival skills? Go talk to the Gutter Punks, man. Watch some hobo fucking channel. I guess he passed away, that guy. But that's for real. Go hang out with some homeless people. Some alcoholic, drug addict, homeless people if you want to learn about survival skills. They know 10 times more than David Canterbury about fucking survival skills. And that's the truth. Don't mean to fuck with your fantasy. But I was glad that guy mentioned it on his channel. He was talking about some of the channels that he does admire. Because 98% of them are bullshit. Townsends, that's another real good channel that he had mentioned. There's a couple of Far North Bushcraft, Lonnie. A lot of knowledge from that guy. But most of the people are pimping gear. And most of the people are living in fantasy lands. It's not real. It's backyard bushcraft. It's not forestry woodsmanship. And those are very much two different things. And so don't mean to fuck with your fantasy, man. But if you're wanting to learn and to share about real things, then sign up for my email subscription here. So when I post stuff, I'm going to be talking about a lot of this. I'm going to get in more detail. I'm doing a cabin build right now. The thing that guy was talking about, all these tree forts these motherfuckers make. Oh, my God. Anyway, I won't get into that right now. So anyway, man, if you really want to feel secure when it comes to starting a fire in the forest, in an emergency situation, get your roadside flare and stick it in your bag. Put some matches in your bag. Ferro rod's another great option, but you know, Bic lighter in optimal conditions, yeah, fine. But when the chips are down and when things are bad, a Bic lighter is not a good choice. Either is a Zippo, not over matches. Again, these are facts. They're not just opinions. They are facts in reality. And people hate them things today, don't they? Facts in reality will piss people off because it fucks with their fantasy. So anyway, sorry you guys get so bent out of shape, man. But, you know, I'm going to go with what I know. And I notice all you guys that argue are always talking about some fucking YouTube video or somebody else or this or that. And none of you guys on that forum are posting shit like I'm posting. Where's the animals you're skinning? Where's the rattlesnakes you're eating? Where's the spoons you're carving? Where's the cabins you're building? How do you live without refrigeration? I don't see none of you posting anything like that. You're posting Cub Scout crafts. And that's all well and good, but don't think you're gonna tell this old sourdough something. Nah, not today, man. Not today. I've been doing this a minute, man. I've been doing this a minute. So, sorry to fuck with your fantasy, but reality is like that.